Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into our number two. We're waiting for Ron Paul in the wings. You just popped in my ear, John. What'd you say? Okay, we're still waiting on Paul. He's on the Hill today in Congress, and sometimes these interviews can fluctuate up to an hour. So he's supposedly going to be on in 5 minutes. He may be on next hour because there's voting going on, I'm told. But Ron Paul is joining us sometime in this hour or the next. It was a nice surprise to get a call from Jesse Benton this morning and be able to get the congressman on the show for you today. We're going to be talking about where the Ron Paul revolution goes from here, what's happening with the dollar, the currency that he's been talking about so long, and how we give this army, the Ron Paul army, the Liberty Army, some missions. Because if you don't give them some missions, it's going to fall apart. Now, the march is one mission. That's a media spectacular and get the word out, but we need to get some other missions, I believe, and that's going after socialized health care, trying to stop that, trying to end, of course, NAFTA, they're trying to ram back through right now, so NAFTA, and, of course, shooting down those that are politically trying to push a continuation of the war, ending that meat grinder for our troops. So that's what I believe, and I believe it should be codified into basic battle plans for the grassroots, maybe on one sheet with objective goals, and just turn the people loose. People want objectives in this fight. I think people would listen to me with objectives, but I think Ron Paul is more stately and a bit more austere and a better figurehead for all of this. Plus, he has a great intellect, but we'll see what he thinks about that when he pops in with us. Yeah, Bloomberg today, and I just saw this, and I thought, you know, I'll just mention it, because every few months when I've got a guest on about education or how they're destroying the family and we're reading all these documents, I'll just throw in, yeah, Gloria Steinem was a CIA agent. They gave her millions of dollars to start Miss Magazine. It's been declassified. It was meant to get women into the workforce and break up the family and let the state move in over the family. And they're now saying in federal and state court that the state owns your children, that the parents don't. They're saying that you don't have rights over your children. Europe is saying that, too. I mean, this is in their own documents, but now they're openly announcing it. And so, you know, the big fight is against our families. All right, we're about to break, so we'll hold him through the break. It's Congressman Ron Paul. We're extremely honored to have him joining us from up on the Hill today in D.C. Congressman, congratulations on defeating the Peden files.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was glad we were able to do that. So when people know what the message is, I think they're quite willing to vote for it.
Absolutely. You know, we've got you for about a minute more and about 15 minutes in the next segment. But in the minute we've got, what do you want to talk about? What do you think is most important today as you join us?
Well, the thing that I watch the most is what we've talked about many times, and that is the reflection of a flawed system, and it's reflected in the value of the currency. Great nations go by the wayside, you know, when they ruin the money and inflate, and that's what we're witnessing here on a daily basis, and here we've seen gold hit $1,000 an ounce. It's voting against the dollar, for sure.
All day yesterday, the Drudge Report, gold in, dollar out.
Well, that's what's happening, and I'm sure they're working very, very hard to try to moderate the exit from the dollars. You know, the plunge protection team's always involved and planning things, and they would like to fix the price of gold at $500 an ounce if they could. So in spite of all their activity to prop the dollar up by affecting the gold price, the market is overwhelming, and they cannot stop for the dollar from going down.
The websites are libertycommittee.org, ronpaul2008.com, and many others. We'll give you those on the other side, and we'll get the congressman's analysis, and he's an award-winning economic mind himself, on what he thinks we should do, what we could do to reverse this inflationary depression that every top economist we interview says we're going to enter in the next 2 years.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was just talking to the congressman during the break, and he wanted to make it clear the main website to visit all of the sites that he officially supports is ronpaul.org. Is that right, Congressman?
That is correct.
RonPaul.org, that's the main gateway site. He was telling me that he's not officially with the Liberty Committee anymore, so the main place is RonPaul.org. Okay, we've got 15 minutes with you, Congressman. I want to move fast here. Can you first assess what we're entering and how long you think it'll take until or if we're going to get into an inflationary depression? I have had literally 15, 20 top economists on, the shadow stats guy, the head of the New York School of Business on, just countless on, saying it's going to be a depression. A, do you agree with that? B, time frame. C, how do we stop it?
Well, you know, I think it depends on how you're looking at it. I'm sure there are some people who are already in their own personal depression. You know, if you're losing your house or if you've lost your job and you can't pay your bills, it's very depressed. But overall, I would say that we're in serious recession and there's stagflation, and that means prices are going up. And the Fed works on the assumption that you take care of rising prices by giving us a weak economy. So they raise interest rates like they did a while ago, and they precipitate a recession. Then they hope they can keep the recession from being too bad by printing more money, and, of course, that's the main problem. The things that we have to do are not acceptable politically, because when the market gets out of whack due to Federal Reserve activities of creating too much credit and having artificially low interest rates, What the market is saying is you have to get rid of the bad investment and liquidate the malinvestment and get rid of the excessive debt that people can't handle. So everything we're doing now, whether it's the Federal Reserve, the Treasury, the Congress, or even the president trying to give pep talks like, say, well, if the people would just spend money, go further in debt and buy consumer products, we won't have a recession. That's a lot of nonsense. What is necessary is to allow this liquidation, but the Federal Reserve is not going to do that. They'd have to let the interest rates go to, you let the market determine the interest rates, and Congress wouldn't be just printing a lot more money and bailing out everybody and sending everybody a check for $600. And the markets are agreeing with what I'm saying, because no matter what they do, every day or two they come up with a new plan, a new injection of money. And no wonder the markets are saying, well, all that's going to do is weaken the dollar. And weakened dollars means more inflation. More inflation means people don't have enough money to pay their bills, so they print more money. So it's a cycle. So what we need to do is look at monetary policy. We need to eventually get rid of the Federal Reserve System. We need to prevent them from monetizing debt. The fact that they can just take treasury bills and use that as collateral to print money is awfully foolish. But it is overwhelming, and I think it's going to get worse as long as they prop up a bad system and try to keep all these mistakes in place. That's why we'll move toward a period of time which is going to probably be defined as depression. So I would not bet against a depression coming here in the next couple of years.
Well, a recession is two quarters of a downward trend in the graph, and a depression is really, four quarters of that at the bottom. Well, every economist I talk to says this is going to go on for 2-3 years, and they say that it will be a depression. It's just the media may not call it that.
Yeah, and the other thing is the government may not give us the true statistics. You saw the figure today about the CPI didn't go up.
Yes.
Food and energy was flatter, went down a little bit. Nobody believes that. Can you imagine the government telling us that our food prices aren't going up and the energy prices haven't gone up in the month of February?
Isn't that the big issue, that the government is losing all credibility and that it's a crisis of credibility?
It is to many degrees. People, that means they lose confidence, in the currency. Sometimes there's a false confidence in a currency. We've had the benefit of that over the years because we've had a strong economy and a strong military. So we've had this false confidence. But no, and I think losing confidence in the government is a good, healthy sign, because why should people be confident in the nonsense they hear? In what we do.
Shifting.
So I think it's good that people are questioning it and are losing their confidence in just depending on the government to solve every problem.
Shifting gears into the military front, Fox Fallon resigned. He talked to Esquire, said that it was a bad idea to attack Iran. He had openly told foreign media that we didn't want to attack. It was a bad idea. And then the White House basically had him resign. Where do you see the Iran front? Are you still worried about a Gulf of Tonkin or something?
Yeah, I sure am. And, during that episode with Fallon, what did the oil prices do? They went solidly above $100, $110 now. So a lot of people talk about, why is the price high? Oh, it's just those speculators. Because there's pretty good supply and demand's down a little bit. Why are prices up? But they never say, well, what about the value of the dollar, or what about the political atmosphere in the Middle East? I mean, we have our Navy over there. We keep threatening Iran, and we put sanctions on them. We want to add more sanctions. And then we have this admiral resigning, which means that he might have known what they were planning, which means right now it raises the chances of us doing some silly thing and very stupid thing and starting to attack Iran.
Let me be clear on what you're saying. Are you saying that oil prices going up, dollar plunging this week could be tied, or you believe in some aspect that's adding to the further move away from the dollar?
Oh, yeah, I think it's continuous. Even some of our closest Arab allies over there are talking about it, and they're moving in that direction. It used to be we only speculated that the real reason for the invasion of Iraq was the fact that Saddam Hussein was moving away from the dollar. The Iranians admit that they want to move away from the dollar. But even places like Saudi and Kuwait, they're even talking about it, too. And I think they're subtly doing it. I mean, something must be going on. Why is the dollar? Somebody's selling dollars.
Well, that's my next point. I mean, no matter what subject I bring up, it goes back to the dollar. The whole world is going to be sucked into this. If the economy fully implodes, if the dollar, you know, goes down to zero, like Dr. Roberts and many others are saying, then that's going to suck in all the other major currencies as well. So I want to get your response to that. Not just that, overall to how bad you think it may get.
Well, I think if they're not lucky, and I think they're running out of luck, it could very well be the worst ever, because we've never been as globalized as we had been before. There were different countries, and you know, you always had a Swiss franc putting restraint on some people, and then you had a pound and a dollar, but today we just have you know, the yen and the euro and the pound and the dollar and not much else. So it is really truly an integrated economy, which isn't necessarily bad if it were based on free markets and sound money and a gold standard. Integration and trade would be fine. But this is brought together on this fiat money system. So the bubble is much, much bigger. So even at the time of the Great Depression in the 30s, we were not globalized like this.
This is a global bubble.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's impressed me already how many foreign banks have been holding all those mortgage security, and they've already suffered, and some banks have closed, and we haven't even dealt with that problem yet. Here the Fed's offering to buy this stuff.
I think it's a Siamese twin situation where we're all interconnected to such a point that they're afraid to jump ship, but if they don't, they're going to die, but if they do, they're financially going to die. Now, I see kind of a schizophrenic policy where they are doing things to shore up the dollar on one hand, but then on the other hand, they cut interest rates knowing that that's going to drive it down further. And then Greenspan goes and talks to a big group of Arab oil producers and tells them 2 weeks ago, dump the dollar, and then the dollar starts getting dumped. I mean, why do you think Cheney dumped his dollars a year ago? Why do you think Greenspan's bad-mouthing the dollar?
Well, you know, they do a lot of talking, and sometimes they even do it the other way. They'll try to talk the dollar up, but at the same time they're undermining the dollar. But you have to look at what they do, and every time they inject money, whether it's the Congress or the Fed, it means more dollars are being pumped out into the economy, and that has to lower the value of the dollar. And once that momentum builds, it could go very rapidly.
Well, the point I'm getting at is the CFR a month ago put out a report saying they want to get rid of the dollar, bring in the Amero, everything you talked about. Did you see that report?
I didn't see that particular report, but, you know, I've heard that type of speculation. I'm not sure how they can. There may be a few that might benefit. But, you know, Bear Stearns and other Wall Street firms are having their own little problems, too. So I think sometimes they get to the point where they believe their own lies and think they're invulnerable. But some of the big companies there may go down, too, because I always believe the Fed would bail them out. And the Fed's been doing that ever since 1971. They've always been able to rescue, you know, the banking system. You know, in the 90s, the banks they had a difficult time, but lower interest rates helped them, and it did it in the year 2000 after the NASDAQ bubble. They just figured they're going to be able to do it again. But one of these days, which is maybe today, they're not going to be able to bail everybody out.
Congressman, we're almost out of time, and I meant to spend more time on this issue. I might even push the break back a minute or so if you can do that, John. Congressman, the Ron Paul Revolution, we're having the march. It's coming up. What about issues or fights that go past the campaign with you kind of at the helm of that, say, against NAFTA, or what are some of the other issues?
Well, you know, we have the general programs, which I've always worked on, you know, like monetary policy and tax policy and foreign policy, you know, non-intervention and sound money. But I think what you're referring to is, can we get something where we can hang our hat on it? And I think that is a good approach. I think we should have goals for everybody, and I will be continuing, obviously, in what I've been doing for 30 years. And as soon as the campaign is absolutely over, I'm still, you know, going into some of these primary states, and that's what's on my plate right now. But I think picking certain subjects, whether it's socialized medicine or trade policy, or the North American Union, it's pretty amazing how many people know about it now and they didn't know about it a year ago. You know, You know, the other candidates, when we were asked that, they were all still in denial, but the American people are in nearly the denial that the people are up here in Washington.
Well, that was my final question, Congressman, at least on the issue of the North American Union. When we have the military of Canada and the U.S. openly saying that they're going to come into each other's nations during emergencies or insurrection, when you have the documents that just came out last week where SPP met in 2006 in Mexico and said, we've got to keep this secret from the public, I mean, those are smoking gun. Can they go on denying all of this? I mean, I see you at the helm with millions of people out there, you know, taking action, that same spirit we've seen in the campaign, that we'll be able to defeat the expansion or the re-upping of NAFTA, that we'll be able to get us out of the SPP. How long until we see some concrete battle plans and some directives? I mean, I know the campaign's still going, but, I mean, we need your leadership.
Yeah, well, it'll come whether it's the campaigning or the organization that follows it. But we have to have as much concrete evidence as possible. We know what they're doing. We know what they've been saying. But we have to get it to the point where we'll force the regular media to cover that. So that's why we have the advantage of these talk shows like this as well as the Internet to get that information out. And you do know that the major media will respond, to a real solid issue that gets viewed on the Internet. So, yes, we have to keep plugging away, and it looks like this North American Union may well be something that will really get the exposure it needs.
Congressman, I want to thank you for the amazing campaign you run. You're still there in the presidential race to go to the convention and educate people. And in the future, you are going to be forming an organization, correct?
Absolutely. We will, and we'll let you know.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I pushed that break back. We'll be right back with a short segment and a long segment. Stay with us.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior radio broadcast, sponsored by freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. You just heard Congressman Ron Paul. Man, 15, 20 minutes goes by so quick. And I have so many questions I want to ask him, so many ideas. I talked to him off air and he told me some stuff, but I'm not at liberty to get into it because it hadn't been codified yet. But you are going to see a new national organization that has battle plans, that has organization, that has ideas. anybody who gets mad at Ron Paul for running and then losing doesn't have their head screwed on straight. I know it's frustrating, but everything to life, to business, to sports, to relationships is about not giving up. I mean, there's a lot of other things that go into it, but if you have got a give-up spirit and you've got the attitude of you can just punch out at any time and just get mad at the coach at any time and run off crying, you're going to lose. It's an absolute guarantee. But you go commit and totally focus and put your mind on something, most of the time you're going to win. And the stakes are so high here. We can't lose this. These are sick, wicked control freaks that run the global system. They are in control. They are incredibly greedy, incredibly wicked. We must beat them. We must defeat them. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, I want you to know, when I get up here and I tell you that there are hundreds of textbooks and government documents saying the family must be eradicated and the family's bad, that those textbooks are real. And we've had guests on, and we own the textbooks, and we made films about them, and we've read them here. When I tell you that Gloria Steinem's CIA, that the women's movement is meant to hurt and enslave women, I mean, I've got the documents. It's, by the way, in Bloomberg Financial today for some reason. This is why I'm mentioning it. But 9 times out of 10, I'll be talking about some book or some document I saw years ago, and I'll be here live on the show, and I'll mention, yeah, well, everybody knows Gloria Steinem, CIA. By the way, she's proud of it. She wrote a book about it. I heard a talk show host about 18 years ago. I don't know, I was 17. How long ago was that? Yeah, about 18 years ago, 17 years ago. I remember hearing a talk show host reading out of her book on air that she was CIA. And then I went home. I was in high school. I wouldn't call my mother a modern feminist, but, you know, she had the book on the shelf. And I pulled it off the shelf, and I turned to the page, and there it was. That's how I knew. I knew from Gloria Steinem. She's proud of herself and proud of what she's done. The public can hardly talk. They dress like monkeys. They act like monkeys. Everything's degenerating and falling apart. I mean, literally, every statistic. We are falling apart. We can survive our currency being destroyed. We can't survive the fact that we've been turned into a bunch of idiots. And from that pool of idiots, they draw our police. I'm not even particularly against the police. They're just drawn from a country that aborts 50 million babies. You're going to have sick stuff going on. The police are commanded by a sick commissariat of political scum. Look, I'm going to open the phones up because we've got a big global warming expert professor coming on. There's also calls to sue Al Gore by the founder of the Weather Channel for fraud, and he says he's going to do it. I'm going to take some calls in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. If you didn't know or you didn't tune in and hear it, gold is at $1,010 an ounce. The dollar went into free fall yesterday to 156 against the euro. They dumped hundreds of billions in to try to buoy it. It buoyed it 0.25 cent. And then it plunged even more today. They're dumping money on it, hand over fist, and you heard Ron Paul, today could be the day. Next week could be the week. Next month, next year, I don't know. But all the forecasters we talk to say, for the next 2 years, absolute depression. And they're not going to lay cops off. It doesn't matter if you don't have a job to pay for that inspection sticker. Doesn't matter if you don't have a job to pay for that car. Doesn't matter if you don't have a pay to, you know, a lot of people are still going to have jobs. They're not going to have money to get to work. Cops are going to be there taking you to jail. And God forbid the dog gets out of the gate and you just closed your kids in the car and ran 5 feet to take it. That old lady's watching you out of her window. CPS is going to hit you. And they're going to hit you hard. You make one wrong step, you're going to prison. That's the new America. They're building lots of big, fat prisons for all of us. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Weather Channel founder Sue Al Gore for fraud. Coldest winter in modern history this year globally. That's all coming up. Got a top expert on the climate coming up to join us. Got a bunch of financial news I haven't even gotten to yet. Bottom line, I don't even completely agree with Ron Paul, but he's being very conservative about what he says, about how they have policies that hurt the dollar, but then they talk up the dollar. That's to keep the general dumbed-down public thinking everything's okay and getting left holding the bag at the end of the Ponzi scheme. They full well know what they're doing. You think the vice president, a year and a half ago when he dumped a couple million in dollars he owned, into euros, you think he might have known something there, huh? Think he might be wanting a weak dollar policy? And by the way, even devaluing the dollar down to almost zero, they can't pay back all these debts. And they're debts to nobody. It's all just fiat crud. And by debts to nobody, it was made out of nothing. The globalists get all the real assets. And then you get left holding the bag when all these companies go belly up. And believe me, they are. You think Enron was a big deal? Enron, we're all going to live in Enron, basically, if this continues. And, you know, you heard me say to Ron Paul, well, what's the solution? How do we get out of this? And he says, well, that's politically incorrect, and that politically isn't going to happen. So this is all going to unfold. And that's true. They're not going to get rid of their Federal Reserve. They're not going to cut spending. They're going to give you socialized health care. They're going to give you more federalized police and more unfunded mandates. They're going to give you 10, 20 more years in Iraq at $1 trillion a year. They're not going to stop. It's never going to end. They're doing everything they did before. It's just going to keep going and going and going and going. It isn't going to stop. They're going for broke. And again, they go from 300,000 cops to 1 million, 2 million now and growing. They're going to still be out there, not coming to your house when your car gets stolen or your house gets broken into. Because that's not what they've been ordered to do. They personally would like to probably do real police work. No, they're going to be out there when you're 5 miles over the speed limit, giving you a ticket, and then looking in your car, and then trying to find something. They're going to be there risking their lives, hanging their butts out in the middle of traffic, writing tickets. But they're not scared of that because nobody told them to be scared of it. That's their number one cause of death for a cop's getting run over in the street. No, they're going to be all shaking with fear and pulling their gun on you when they walk up to your car half the time. I was just talking to one of my sales guys here in the office, Derek. He gets pulled over. Lady cop walks up 2 days ago. She says, license registration. He reaches in his back pocket, and she starts going for the gun. He goes, man, yes, for my wallet. Again, they're just shaking with fear. There's guns, there's terrorists, there's something. But it's the same psychology. You know, about, what is it, 14 people? I looked this up last year. I happened to see an article. 14 people died in 2006. I'm going from memory. You know what? I'm not gonna just say that. I'm going to go to Google right now. And I'm going to type global shark deaths per year. Let's test and see. 14 shark deaths in 2006. Let's just say global shark attack deaths. Here we go. Global shark attack deaths. Here we go. And I'm looking it up. I remember reading like an AP or something. I'd just been down at Port Aransas and somebody had been bit on the foot by one, and then I was looking up that story, and then it mentioned, well, there were only 14 deaths last year. And that was 2007, so last year had to be 2006. In 2000, there were 79 shark attacks reported worldwide, 11 of them fatal. Ah, 2000 was 11. I just said 14 in 2006. In 2005, and I'm just showing you, I don't make stuff up. I'm going from memory here. In 2005, 2006, the number dropped from 61 to 62, respectively, with the number of fatalities dropped to only 4 per year. One of these attacks, the majority occurred in the United States, 53 of the 2000, 40 in 2005, 38 in 2006. The Florida Museum for Natural History points out that these numbers could be compared with the much higher deaths from other, less feared causes. 2008 attacks. Tourists died in Australia, bitten by shark while diving near Bahamas and waters of the Bahamas. They had tied fish parts to their body to attract predator fish. Species involved in the incidents. I remember they said 14 deaths. Wikipedia doesn't have the deaths for 2006. Well, 12 deaths in 2000. The point is, let's say 12 deaths. 12 deaths on average a year from sharks. But everyone's totally afraid of them. Most people I know at the beach won't even get in the water. Everyone runs around in fear. People buy all this shark repellent when they scuba dive in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean. Even when I'm out on a raft 100 yards from shore, I still have this weird kind of instinctive fear of being bitten by a shark. and then a dolphin comes by you, and you see their fin, you kind of get a, ooh, ooh, you know, an adrenaline rush. Now, it's the same thing with guns. Now, cops do get shot every year and do get killed. I know it's in the hundreds. But if you look up how many cops die in car wrecks or being hit written tickets, it's in the thousands. In fact, I ought to just pull those numbers up. Would you like me to right now? You'll hang your butt out in a highway to write tickets all day. But when my car got stolen or my business gets broken into or my house gets broken into, you won't even show up. See, there isn't real police work going on. It's all about a woman gets out of her car with her daughter and her friend. She walks the 10 feet. She's parked with her flashers on in front of the Walmart. That's why the cop ran over. Hey, you can't park there. To dump $8.30 into the Salvation Army cup. She's walking back, and they arrest her and try to CPS her kids, and it was a big national scandal, and they finally dropped it. Now, I already see the reports where they take the kids every day because the dog gets out of the gate, you forget to lock the front door, you literally run up for 20 seconds, boom, the Nazi neighbor sees it, it's over. Most of the CPS cases I read about is weirdo neighbors see a 3 or 4 year old in a locked fence gate behind the house, mama's in the kitchen cooking, watching. And they CPS your kids. And the CPS shows up and says, your 3-year-old was unattended in the backyard. We say that's not allowed. Well, I was watching him. Well, let me do an inspection of the house. Oop, dirty dish, your kid's gone. Especially if you're poor, they know you won't be able to fight them. If you're middle class, they kind of hang back. But they're starting to feed on the middle class now. And there's thousands of these dangers. They're everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. They're absolutely everywhere. Everyone I know, middle-class people, who has had a child fall out of a tree or fall out of a jungle gym and break an arm, break a finger, CPS comes. It doesn't matter. You've got a whole park full of witnesses. Your child goes in there, and that doctor is spying on you. That nurse is spying on you. They've been told it's the law. They got to call CPS, even if you've got witnesses. No judge, no jury, no due process, no nothing. I told the story about my wife a month ago having a baby. North Austin Medical Center, nice facility. Doctor's a fan of the show. Two nurses, when they take the baby in and give them a bath, saying, yeah, we don't vaccinate our kids, but still pushing vaccines on me. But before all that happened, before my wife had the cesarean, and I'm plugging this again because people need to know this is going on. Now, again, I'm a, quote, paranoid weirdo, so I knew what was coming. Get in there at 5:30 a.m., the head nurse is in there saying, I got a questionnaire, your maiden name, how much do you weigh, all this stuff in the file. And I learned years before that's hooked into the health department, all being filed on you. It's not even a law. It's just a, quote, regulation. It's all going right to the inquisitor. It's all like it's a wiretap right to the government, right to the CPS, health department. And they don't tell you this, do they? But I already knew, and I'm watching her. And I'd known from past years, and I knew it was coming. Lady said, one floor down, will you bring this file to them? Will you go take care of this for me, Mr. Jones. Thank you. And I saw the predatory look in her eyes. See, it's that dominant power trip of the deception. And that's how evil begins. It was that little deception. And I said, sure, I'll be happy. And winked at my wife and walked out straight ahead. Does he abuse you? Does he hit you? Is your home a safe environment? Is there plenty of food? Is there? And she's just tapping into the government. It's like that with everything. Your bank's watching you. Your neighbors are watching you. Your boss is watching you. Your employees are watching you. Just mentally ill tattletales. We were brought into the social services safety net. And we were all taught as citizens how to tattle, how to spy, how to complain. And then they always make the employer liable. And then the employers have to enforce, or the hospitals don't get their insurance rating unless they do this, unless they comply. And then they've got the argument, well, some people come in here and are abused. And see, it started reasonably 50 years ago with Well, if the lady's teeth are knocked out, she's got black eyes, and the guy's got devil tattoos walking around going, shut up, you stupid whore, I'll backhand you. Well, even then, I guess you could call the cops and find out if something happened. But then, statistically, they just CPS your kid to even more dangerous foster parents that beat him and warehouse him. You see, road to hell's paved with good intentions. Sounded real reasonable. To now, the average woman thinks it's another woman, her friend. You know, she wants to be near the nurse. They're about to cut her open. It's a friendly, quiet time in the morning. Well, yeah, you know, we've had our share of fights in the past, but we worked it out now. Oh, really? See, luckily, none of that ever happened. My wife never said that. But the average family doesn't know why CPS hits them and hits them hard. And now that child can be adopted out, and they're going to get about $500,000 for it. And most of the time they go to some nice family, but a lot of times they get flown out to Saudi Arabia. Oh, you didn't know that happens? Oh, yeah. See, that's how it works in the new America. They're spying on you at all times. They're watching you at all times. Now, that doesn't mean you get paranoid and hide under a rock, because they look for that, too. These chicken-neck, coward, tattletale, little toady Gestapo enabler types, they see you having fear of them or you being secretive. That's like blood in the water. They just get wild-eyed and, and just want to have power over you. It's how they feed their petty little egos, their little anal retentive egos. So what you do is you treat them like children. You're in charge. You are the boss. You're in control of the situation. And you just are aware of how they are, and you kind of see them like when you're scuba diving and a barracuda comes over, actually statistically for injuries worse than sharks, and you just realize they're a barracuda, a little mindless barracuda, and you just don't stick your fingers in their face or don't make any sudden moves. You just talk to them real sweetly, and you have to learn how to even put on a fake act for them and make them feel important. Pat them on their little sicko head and just realize how they roll. Or you're going to lose your family. You're going to lose your children. You're going to go to prison. You got to stop drinking and driving, even if it's two beers. You know it's not a problem. Because they want to put you in the system. You got to not argue with your wife or husband. You got to not fight with each other because you've been trained how to do that, and the state can't wait for the neighbors that hear you yelling to call the cops to ruin your life. You can't use their heroin or cocaine because they ship it in. There's nothing cool about it. You can't use their Ritalin, their Prozac. I got stacks of news about kids committing suicide on Ritalin and Prozac today. I got stacks of news about just everything you can imagine right here in front of me. I said I'd take calls. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir. Good to hear from you.
Well, it's good to hear from you. Mr. Jones, I want to tell these people about something about you. I've been calling here for 8 years, and they can say what they want about you. But you see, they don't check or nothing. What they need to do is check on all the water, the chemicals in the water. It's been in the paper for 2 years. Them has got 56 pharmaceutical chemicals in the water. Men are becoming feminine because there's so many hormones in the water up here. And they could say anything they want about you. But the ones that talk about you is the ones that do nothing. They do nothing for their family, nothing for themselves, nothing for their country. They won't even spread the word. But when the time comes, you're going to have the pleasure of seeing them suffer. Because that's what you're doing. You're suffering for the generation that are not worthy. These people are not even worthy for you to be on the air. And I hate to say that, but it's the gospel's truth. I did the same thing you did all my life, trying to fight for this people, these zombies. But they don't care until it hits them. But look, in war, in D.C., they're getting ready to take the guns. They got a bill to take the guns. I guess you heard about that.
Yeah, tell folks about it.
Well, they're going to take the guns in D.C., it's a test because they're going to take your guns. That way you can have nothing to defend yourself. You're going to be like this man up here that he hated guns and they raped him and his whole family and he was a gun hater. But he's got guns today And like I told them, it's doing no good. You should have had it back then. But they're drinking the water now. Everything's contaminated. Our food's contaminated. The vegetables are contaminated. The air's contaminated. And they want to say that what you say is not true. These people say this. We don't need these people. Don't let them worry you. We don't need the master people no more because the master people are idiots. You need only a chosen few. The ones that know that you tell the truth. That's the most important ones. You're not talking to these idiots out here because I've been up for 8 years and I wish that you was wrong. I wish that you were wrong. I can go to sleep at night, Mr. Jones. I hate to say that, but I wish you was. Do you understand?
Oh, I wish I was wrong, too.
The tapes. I'd like to know, and I know you get tired of me talking about the tapes. But how many people has seen all your tapes? How many people has passed it out to their family, just their family? Probably a very little percentage. And that's all they need is get a tape, and they can prove you wrong. And I'm not trying to hustle tapes. I'm not trying to sell you tapes. I'm trying to save their country, and I'm trying to save them. You see, but, you know, you worry about what they say. These people that's talking against you, they haven't done nothing. You've been in the air for, I know, of over eight years listening to you.
Yeah, I've been on the air since 1995.
Well, 1995. Okay, I started here in 1999. But the water, the water's another problem. They're going to release more stuff in the water in July, I found out. We got more chemicals. People are dumb on this water. They get their kids taken away. You try to fight for their kids. They don't even fight for their own kids. You got to fight for them. And
Charles, we love you. Keep it up, my brother. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
No Okay, I'm going to hold my guest off to the 10 after because I want to be able to at least talk to David, Joe, Carol, and Jeff. I know I start pontificating. I just want to warn people, man. I'm tired of this evil. I'm tired of these bad guys winning. Hey, if you want the highest quality storable foods out there, they last more than 10 years in a climate-controlled area. 10 years that are not climate-controlled. Highest quality storable foods. In these uncertain, crazy times, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get prepared and get storable foods by calling 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 and tell them Alex Jones sent you, or efoodsdirect.com, big fat banners at the top of Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. There's also the Freedom Law School 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference, livefreenow.org. They're going to be in Irvine, California, March 28th to the 31st. And you can call and pre-register. You need to because they sell out routinely. 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, livefreenow.org. William Rodriguez, Larry Becraft, Tommy Crier, Joe Bannister, G. Edward Griffin, so many others. Just go check out their website. It really is an amazing professional conference. You'll learn so much. Livefreenow.org, 3 days in Irvine, California, March 28th, 31st, 760-868-4271. Right now, let's go to your calls. David in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Like your show. Yeah, my other caller mentioned the gun confiscation or the gun laws. That's one great thing about being in Texas. I think they'd have a real problem if they tried to confiscate guns down here. The Lakota situation, a couple questions on that. Do you think that could turn ugly, Waco example kind of thing? You think that's going to escalate into something more? And one last question. I got zapped by one of those, and I thought they'd been taken out for some reason. I guess I missed one of your shows. I got zapped by one of those intersection cameras where they zap. I saw two big old white flashes of light go off last night, and the light had just turned yellow, and I was right in the middle of the
intersection. No, we've been fighting them for years. They put them everywhere.
Okay, I got zapped by one of those, and I need your advice if you can give it to me. Is that something I fight? Do I say prove I was the driver of the vehicle?
No. You need to fight it in the same way they threw it out in San Diego. It has to be an officer giving you a citation. It can't be a private company and a computer doing it, and you need to fight it.
Okay.
And
if you say it, I'll do it. So I'll basically just show up in court and just tell them exactly what you just say. Just say, you know, this was not like what you're talking about with the schools where they give you the piece of paper and make you sign it, but there wasn't an actual officer giving you the citation. I did hear that.
Yeah, you've got to actually pull the actual case up. But the larger issue is Lockheed Martin was in San Diego and had to remove them. The bigger issue here is they've been caught in Chicago and in San Diego and other places shortening the yellow lights. So you also get the city records of did they shorten that light, and they do. Where you're driving 50, suddenly it flashes all the time. I break for a yellow light. I'm not going to be able to stop in time, so I go ahead and go through, and right as I go under it, it might turn red. I don't run them on purpose. They still give you tickets. They shouldn't. So then you sue them for endangerment for shortening that light. And I guarantee you those greedy criminals at the city of Austin, you're in the filth city, right?
I'm in San Antonio.
Okay, well, another city of wicked filth,
right?
Run by total criminals. You just need to. And of course, the citizens did fight it and beat it. They don't care. They're hardcore crooks. And they're killing people. They were caught killing people in Chicago and San Diego, shortening those yellow lights.
So you're saying I need to get the public records on that?
Yes, you need to get the public records on the light maintenance. Don't tell them what they're doing or they'll fix them. They're criminals. Remember, hardcore crooks run almost the entire government. Criminality now is just normal. Or they'll fix them. Just say you want the light synchronization or you want the records on the maintenance of that light, and then you'll be able to find out when they shortened it. It was probably a 4-second light. They probably make it 2 or 3. Part of their hardcore commie actions. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.